For more than 2 months, a bulldozer has sat underwater in a small alpine lake near Talkeetna. Now, the state of Alaska says they have received a plan to recover the equipment. KTNA's Philip Manning has followed the story since May and has this report.
The submerged bulldozer broke through the ice on May 10th and sunk to the bottom of the lake, killing driver Donald Keel. Keel was traveling as part of a CAT train to Stepan Lake Lodge, where the heavy equipment was to be used to construct an airstrip supplying the preliminary research teams associated with the Susitna-Wautana Dam. Both the Talkeetna and Chase Community Councils have expressed concerns over a lack of information from the state of Alaska regarding the plan for removal of the 18-ton bulldozer. DNR says that they have now received the plan for the next steps in the recovery process. Cliff Larson, permitting manager for DNR, says that the contractor that operated the CAT train, Alaska Diversified Services, has contracted a dive team that will place float bags under the bulldozer so that it can be floated to a more stable position. A cable will then be rigged that will allow the complete removal of the dozer at a later date. The original DNR permit required the CAT train to stay on snow-covered terrain in order to protect the tundra underneath, and Larson says that will also be the case with the equipment used to extract the bulldozer. In addition to the recovery of the bulldozer itself, there is concern over the potential for hazardous materials leaking into the alpine lake.
As a rule of thumb, I would say that there's at least 100 gallons of petroleum or other potentially hazardous materials in there.
That's Stephen Russell, Environmental Program Manager for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Russell says that while the amount of hazardous material makes this a serious incident, DEC views it as being far from the worst-case scenario.
If the hydraulic system, the driveline and transfer case and what have you that is containing the heavier oils is still intact, the acute local impact will be minor. If the diesel fuel is coming out and is coming out in small amounts, the chronic effect will be, I don't want to say minor, but it's certainly going to be less than if it was a catastrophic failure if the entire tank had ruptured at one time.
Russell says that it would be unsafe for divers to attempt to extract the diesel fuel and other liquids from the bulldozer while it still rests at an angle near a precipice under the lake, but that once it is stabilized and moved to shallower water, that efforts to prevent any further leakage might be possible. While the plan means there is progress on the recovery of the bulldozer that has been under the water for more than 2 months, both DEC and DNR say that the final recovery will have to wait until the ground freezes to prevent significant damage to the tundra. Stephen Russell says the trade-off of an earlier recovery would not be worth the environmental cost.
We're not quite at the point where we're willing to trade 18 miles of new CAT trail through the alpine environment to pull a dozer out now. The damage caused by that new CAT train would be significant.
Cliff Larson says that DNR is in continuous contact with Alaska Diversified Services and Stepan Lake Lodge, and that they are currently working out the details of the recovery plan before giving the final go-ahead. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.